This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Always. That's right. We've got Hillary versus Trump tonight. Some of you who tuned in, I so much. I like the horn. I mean, this ought to be, I don't know. I'm like torn on this one. I can't decide whether I want them coming out swinging, whether I want a bloodbath. Let's take a few, because they just started. Can we take a few minutes? You guys mind? Let's take a few minutes. Let's listen to what they're saying on opening remarks. And then it'll give me something to work with. You know what I'm saying?
New jobs will come from small business. We also have to make the economy fairer. That starts with raising the national minimum wage and also guarantee, finally, equal pay for women's work. I also want to see more companies do profit sharing. If you help create the profits, you should be able to share in them, not just the executives at the top. And I want us to do more to support people who are struggling to balance family and work. I've heard from so many of you about the difficult choices you face and the stresses that you're under. So let's have paid family leave, earn sick days. Let's be sure we have affordable child care and debt-free college. How are we going to do it? We're going to do it by having the wealthy pay their fair share and close the corporate loopholes. Finally, we tonight are on the stage together, Donald Trump and I. Donald, it's good to be with you. We're going to have a debate where we are talking about the important issues facing our country. You have to judge us. Who can shoulder the immense, awesome responsibilities of the presidency? Who can put into action the plans that will make your life better? I hope that I will be able to earn your vote on November 8th.
Secretary Clinton, thank you. Mr. Trump, the same question to you. It's about putting money, more money, into the pockets of American workers. You have up to 2 minutes.
All right, so let's let them finish this, and then I'll comment.
Fleeing the country. They're going to Mexico. They're going to many other countries. You look at what China is doing to our country in terms of making our product. They're devaluing their currency, and there's nobody in our government to fight them. And we have a very good fight, and we have a winning fight, because they're using our country as a piggy bank to rebuild China, and many other countries are doing the same thing. So we're losing our good jobs, so many of them. When you look at what's happening in Mexico, a friend of mine who builds plants said it's the eighth wonder of the world. They're building some of the biggest plants anywhere in the world, some of the most sophisticated, some of the best plants. With the United States, as you said, not so much. So Ford is leaving. You see that, their small car division leaving. Thousands of jobs leaving Michigan, leaving Ohio. They're all leaving, and we can't allow it to happen anymore. As far as child care is concerned and so many other things, I think Hillary and I agree on that. We probably disagree a little bit as to numbers and amounts and what we're going to do, but perhaps we'll be talking about that later. But we have to stop our jobs from being stolen from us. We have to stop our companies from leaving the United States, and with it, firing all of their people. All you have to...
I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. Listen, I'm good with what he's saying. I got all that. But I'm looking at what Hillary said. How about we get back to the realities of what Hillary said? Right? Let's take a look at this. Let me see. She said that we needed to have equal pay. I just wrote about this. Just wrote about this. And she's talking about having an equal pay for everyone. And yet the Democratic Party has been known, has been caught, has been audited at a what is it? 21, there was this, like a 21% on the average chasm between male and females and how they get paid in the party. Nancy Pelosi is the biggest culprit. They, when they audited the the employment records, they found that she paid women doing the same job as a male 21% less than what the male was being paid. And profit sharing, wow. But we also have debt sharing. You know what I'm saying? This is the part that they all don't understand. The Dems see these large corporations like they brought in all these people at slave wages, threw them in a warehouse and had them start building a product. Right? But they never go back to the original owners. They never go back to the people who put the company or the corporation together. The ones that had to put up their houses, their cars, their savings accounts, borrow money from friends and relatives. Amazon, one of the largest corporations in the country, probably in the world for that matter, he borrowed his dad's last $300,000. They were concerned. But when he hit it, obviously he hit it big. Are you telling me that the workers deserve part of that profit? That the workers deserve, he took the risk? It was all on him? He was the one who lost his house, his cars, his parents would have lost their retirement? And somehow the workers get credit for that. Do you know what I'm saying? That's the part that they always leave it at. That's the part that they always forget about, which is amazing to me. And then she goes on to say that the difficult choices that people have to make, the ones that are struggling. Well, why are they struggling, Hillary? Why is the economy the shape it's in? Why are companies, as Mr. Trump properly called out, why are companies leaving this country? And when they leave, look at all the jobs that go south. And it's not just the jobs. Again, I've done this a million times. You guys know how to do this yourselves by now. It's not just the jobs that are leaving the country or the companies that are leaving the country. It's those jobs around them. Yeah, it's the gardener, the plumber, the air conditioner, the carpenter, the whatever that keeps that building going, that the support services for the corporation or for the company leaving. You know, they're not all Ford. They don't all have their own divisions. And people lose their houses in those areas, or they move out of those areas. That's how you get ghost towns. How do you get these houses that have been empty for a long time? People can't move in there because there's no work there. And the difficult choices they make are having to leave their homes, take a job doing something else. I get all that out of her first answer. You know? I'm trying to decide whether I want to do more of them up there. Anyhow, I like the wealthy fair share, too. That's all. The corporate loopholes. The ones that her and her husband take advantage of. The one of the foundation has taken advantage of big time, right? Is she going to close that loophole, too? Is she going to close the loophole elected officials being able to use foundations to funnel money into their own pockets? How's that? She's going to use... hopefully she'll close that one. I don't know. We'll see, right? And what else is there? And who could make it happen? Well, honey, you've had... I said honey. You heard me. You've had 32 years to make it happen. Well, what are you waiting for?
Start on what it takes to survive even the worst...
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I don't know. No comment.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. Tonight, that's right. I'd say it's a Clash of the Titans, but without that wooden box, she ain't so tall. You know what I'm saying? Think about all the what they had to do for her tonight. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live in case you're just tuning in. Think about it. They had to put a wooden box there to bring her up in stature, right? They had to lower our inside person. Tells us they had to lower the temperature to almost 60 degrees. So think about that. Right? 60 degrees. Is that what she... I always thought that the only thing she had to be concerned about was water. Thank you very much. And for those of you who've seen The Wizard of Oz, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Producer Tammy tells me I shouldn't pop in and out. It's just going to make people nuts. And I agree with her. She's probably right. Hey, if you didn't partake of last week, see, that was only... Maybe there's only a few of you really tuned in right now. Write this number down. Come on. Get a pen. Come on. 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Give them a call. These are the people over at Landmark Capital. And they're going to give you, if all things being equal, okay, forgive me, but if you're living in a refrigerator box, okay, you're probably not going to qualify. But they're going to give you a silver Morgan coin. All right, and they're also going to send you a couple of pieces of information, the coming bail-in, how the government can nail your IRA or nail your retirement, and how you can kind of flip that so you can keep total control of it. And, listen, they're going to pay you, basically, to read. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. All right, so let's have some fun. I mean, they'll make me nuts. Those yo-hos that are on TV right now will make me nuts. Have you guys read in a couple of places? This is not a joke. I checked it out. First, I thought it had to be stupid. And I guess there was a bunch of iPhone 7 owners that decided that they were really upset that there was no... I guess the iPhone 7 came with no headphone jack. So a bunch of them, because they saw a spoof... You hear about that? They started drilling holes where the headphone jack should be. They got had to be Hillary voters. Had to be. Anyway, so the iPhone 7 it made big news on a recent launch, not because it was a new phone, but because it had eliminated the headphone jack, which many users really valued. Now, what's funny about that is by eliminating that headphone jack, by the way, there are a lot of devices that take advantage of that, not just headphones. You know, they got card sliders for people that, you know, do the credit card thing and the whole nine yards. That thing was used for a heck of a lot more than just that. So the decision was criticized by many, and some even thought that maybe Apple had committed suicide by deciding to do that. I don't believe so, not for a second. Many of those same critics lined up for hours to pay full retail for that new phone, so you know what, they can't really make up their mind. And there was a video that surfaced that said you could make your own headphone jack. There's just one problem. It was a joke. Okay, so somebody put it out as a joke, right? And you would think, does anybody have any common sense here? And really, we probably don't teach electronics in school anymore, right? I mean, think about that. What does it plug into, you idiot? Even if you make the hole, there has to be some kind of electronic connection to send that signal down into your headphones. But wait a minute, I don't mean to go down. So I accuse them of probably being Hillary. But this is why I make fun of the Apple owners. I know a lot of you probably have the Apple iPhone, but it's kind of like anything Apple tells you, you believe or you... One problem is it was a joke, yet some iPhone 7 owners or those who were desperate for that headphone jack... They've been attempting to drill their own phones. There's reports coming back in from some of the carriers that people are bringing the phones back in saying, I tried to find the jack and I couldn't. The tutorial begins with a man clamping his phone into a vise, which should have been the first clue, you brain surgeons. Then he drills a hole in the aluminum case with a 3.5-millimeter drill. Think about that, because that's the size of the headphone jack, right? Well, this technically does produce a hole into which one might insert a headphone jack. It doesn't make a headphone jack. Right? Come on! One writer, and certainly avoids a warranty. Okay, one writer said, I tried this and it ended up with a display destruction, and now it's not working. I really committed the biggest mistake of my life. Oh my God. Yes, ruining your iPhone. You think it's the biggest mistake? I got a better one for you. How about putting it up on the interweb where everybody can see what a big moron you are? Don't you think that was a big... Can you imagine you trying to get a job and they you come in and they go, hey, is this you? Are you the guy who drilled a hole in his phone? Oh, no. We're not putting you near our equipment. Get out of here. I mean, seriously, people. Come on. I can't believe people bought it. I checked it on a couple of sites. A friend of mine told me it worked for him, but my iPhone won't turn on after I drilled the hole. I checked and it was a 3.5-millimeter drill, so I made no mistake there. Anybody else having the same problem? This was an actual post. This is just great. One guy said, I don't know what I was thinking. I actually drilled about halfway and realized that this is retarded. I have to stop. Now what do I do? And then you go back to Apple and you beg for forgiveness. Stupidity shouldn't be rewarded. Come on, people. But you know what's the real story here? Is we have people that believe this. Do you understand that's the real story? That coffee's good, huh? So, oh, I love it. I just love it. Anyway, okay, let's see what else we got going on. I got a bunch of stories I want to do tonight because I really don't want to comment on every little thing they say. But I don't know if you guys saw the story in the news a couple days ago that there's a professor who has predicted the last 30 years of presidential outcomes, and I've seen him before. You know, I've seen him on other shows before. And he does it by a lot. There's a lot more to this for him than just, you know, picking up the phone with the moronic poll and say, hey, who are you voting for? It just doesn't work that way for him. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Life. I'm watching the debate during the breaks. I am trying to get what I can out of it. Producer Tammy's going to fall over with some of the stuff that's being said, and I'm not good enough to pull this off. But here's the deal. You know what? I knew he couldn't hold it. I'm watching him making faces, but I got to tell you something. He's nailing her with common sense. She's poised. She's got the stereo. You know, she's got it down. She knows how to debate. Okay, let's give her that much. She's got it down for the moment. But I love how, you know, she's got some of those looks in her face, like she's got her nose thumbed up at him. Is that what they call it? Anyhow. And then sometimes she starts giggling while he's talking, which is exactly what they told him not to do, but he can't hold himself either. And one of the comments she made while we were listening, which I don't know, if somebody could help me understand this, because I know I'm not the brightest bulb in the room. She said that she was going to make college free. She was going to make education free. But then she was going to make it easier for you to get loans on your home at low...
No, your college.
Yeah, but she was saying... No, she also said, on the second part of that, she said, I'll help you get... You'll be able to get home loans easier so you can pay down your debt better at lower interest rates. So is it free college? Is it low interest rate college? I mean, I didn't go to college, so maybe I'm thoroughly confused. I have no idea. If you got something to say in the what is that thing called, the feed in Facebook, I would love to know. I'm thoroughly, like I said, I'm not the sharpest guy, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. So help me out here. But I think, you know, I think the Obama camp, I think Hillary's camp, I think Obama's camp, I think they're petrified at this point in time. I really do. Because they know that they're up against it. They know there's a problem. You know? Yeah, there's a good question somebody just put in there. He's got to go after, I mean, obviously it's hard for me to do the show live and listen to what they're saying, but he has got to go after her emails. If she brings up the taxes, especially, he needs to nail her and nail her hard. I thought she turned them all over, Hillary. Why? How was it the FBI was able to find 15,000 more? And then those 35,000 that had to do with yoga, or the 32,000? I mean, I'm sorry. My wife loves yoga. Yogurt. Yoga. Yogurt. Whatever. Same thing. There's nothing to talk about, though. I guess what I'm getting at is, there's not. Yeah, okay, here we go. I saw that thing come over. Go ahead.
He just nailed her on the emails.
Did he?
Yeah.
And look at her. What do you say? You can't just say he nailed her. But
he said release them. So she's explaining why that was a bait and switch argument to take the heat off of the tax returns.
Ah, right. Because she's never done that.
And now she's going on about all the reasons why he doesn't want us to see the tax returns.
Oh, okay. You know, when she's done, I would just look at her and go, and the reason you're not releasing those emails is why?
Why doesn't she release the Clinton Foundation information? Because that's where all her money's hidden.
Oh, yeah. No, and, you know, when she released her tax returns, they showed how much they made and how much they paid and the percentages. And I said, well, wait a minute, though. That doesn't include the money from the Clinton Foundation. That doesn't include the money that was paid by the foundation for their travel, for the maintenance of the places they stay at. For all that stuff is paid by the foundation, but because it's money from the foundation, it doesn't show up in their income taxes. So that's a lineup hooey to keep it clean. All right, let's get back to why Clinton's going to, oh my God, hit me with lightning. Why Trump's going to win. So Alan, if you're just tuning in, I was talking about a fellow that a professor that has predicted the winner in the last presidential elections over the last 30 years. And he is now predicting that Trump will be the winner. Now, Alan Lichtman, a distinguished professor of history at American University, created the 13 Keys to the White House. Now, he did this over 30 years ago, and he's ready to predict who's going to win in 2016. Now, obviously, nobody knows for sure. I mean, he's been right all these times. It doesn't mean he's going to be right again. But Professor Allen, you know, he's predicted every presidential election since 1984. Now, when he sat down with an interviewer back in May, he explained how he comes to a decision. He said the prediction isn't based on horse race polls, shifting demographics, or his own political opinions. Rather, he uses a system of true and false statements he calls the keys to the White House. I think this is great. Because it goes so much further than the momentary emotional lift from a speech or something like that. He said that Donald Trump is the favorite to win. Now, in his book, he's got a book out called Predicting the Next President, Keys to the White House. He said the keys are party mandate. After the midterm elections, the incumbent party holds more seats in the U.S. House of Representatives than any after the previous midterm elections. Number two, contest. There's no serious contest for the incumbent party nomination. Incumbencies, if the incumbent party candidate is the sitting president. Third party. There is no significant third party or independent campaign. He's right. Johnson's not significant. Some of you guys that are writing in, he needs to be in the debate. Go listen to his clips. He doesn't need to be in a debate. Forgive me for insulting some of you. He needs a little psychiatric care is what he really needs. Short-term economy. The economy is not in recession during the election campaign. Right? We're doing great. Don't you know? We've got the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in years under President Obama. And the economy's doing just wonderful, even though it takes nosedives. Every time, like, he brought up Janet Yellen, right? And he talked about the Fed and what the Fed was going to do when the president leaves and hits the golf course. There's going to be a real problem because they're going to raise interest rates and things are going to tank. Trump is 100% right. And you see it just in the last 2 weeks. Every time the Fed even suggested that it was time to raise interest rates, what happened? Come on, you guys are smarter than this. Right? It took a nosedive. It would have. Well, last week it was 400 points it took a nosedive. And by the way, we will have, I think, in the second hour, maybe the third hour, too. Jason Wirth's going to join us from U.S. Radio News. And we've got our own intern, Sophia. No, it's not Regera.
Rubinova.
Hey, started with the same letter. Rubinova will be joining. She's actually on the floor now. She's there watching what's happening. Right, probably freezing, the poor little girl. Brought a blanket in with her if she was smart. Some of the other things the professor looks at for signs as to who's going to win, who's going to take it. Long-term economy, real per capita economic growth. We haven't had any. We really haven't had any. This will be the first president in U.S. history, right? And I'll say U.S. modern history when we actually really really follow this, that won't have a 3% GDP in any quarter. Any quarter. Probably Bush's fault. Policy change. The incumbent administration affects major changes in national policy. Also, social unrest. There's no sustained social unrest during the term. These are all the points he brings up as to who, how he decides who's going to win the race. Scandals. The incumbent administration is untainted by major scandal. Now, these aren't true statements of fact. These are what it takes for the incumbents to win or lose. Right, so if the incumbents were to get around or get or the incumbent party was to win again, they would have to have no major scandals. Hey, you know what? They would need 50 more years to get out of having no major scandals. And you know what? They still have major scandals. Foreign military failure. The incumbent administration suffers no major failure in foreign and military affairs. Well, man, they fail there, don't they? Incumbent charisma, the incumbent party candidate, is charismatic or a national hero. She is neither. She's a national disgrace, and she's got absolutely no charisma at all. And the challenger charisma. The challenger party candidate is not charismatic or a national hero. I would say he's a bit charismatic. I don't know. What do you think? Lichtman, a distinguished professor of history at the American University, sat down with a local news source and went through these. And I can't go through them all. Actually, I'm not going to go through them all because it would just take too long. We're going to post this up on the website. You can find the article in the Washington Post, too. And he said they're simple true-false questions. We overthink this. There are so many people that will look you straight in the face and lie. Lie. I won't say lie in Ted because he's not there anymore. They'll lie to you over who they're going to vote for. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Call me Cuban Pete, I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom, chick chicky boom. Yes, sir.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, Andrea Nelson is going to join me. I'm going to try to catch up a little bit on she hasn't been on for a couple of weeks. We'll try to catch up a little bit on that. And then I'm hoping to have Jason Wirt on with us after the debate's over. And Sophia Rubinova. Straight from Russia. No, she's been... No, the American dream, right? Her family came over, I'm sure. Doesn't sound like an American Anglo name. I'm sure her family came over here and lived the American dream. Did the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying? So... Anyway, I tell you what, you guys gave me so much to work with last week that I didn't get to, and some of it is, it needs to be discussed, it needs to be talked about, it needs to be put out there. And did you guys, oh no, I'm going to hold that for her, see what she has to say about that. I don't know if you guys heard about Obama cutting $2.6 billion from the veterans, a veterans bill. Now, this happened a couple of months back, but nobody's talking about it. So, you know, we were recently accused, Republicans, conservatives, slash, were recently accused of not wanting to take care of our vets. We don't want to allocate any money to the vets. And I've always said this, if you pay attention, truly, honestly, pay attention to the way our Congress operates, they put these bills up. They sound great, right? The Veterans Not Sleeping in Cardboard Boxes Act. Sounds like, who would turn that down? Well, here's the problem with that. They stick so much stuff in it, under it, around it, after it gets out of the committee, last-minute amendments, that it no longer gets there. So they always blame us for turning it, they blame Republicans or conservatives for turning it down. And we could go through all, it'd be great to have a bill, it'd be great to have a law that says, bills can only have one issue in them, period, end of discussion. You want a bill to take care of the veterans, then the money, the bill, everything in it has to go to the veterans, about the veterans, and dealing with the veterans. Nothing about rebuilding a bridge because the bridge happens to be near a veterans hospital and it'll make it faster for them to get there. You want that? That's a Highway Act bill, okay? How about that? So, the Veterans Affairs is the VA has got to be one of the most mismanaged government bureaucracies on the planet. And it's one of the biggest. And it's one of those taboo ones where it used to be nobody wanted to touch it, nobody wanted to slow it down, nobody wanted to say no to anything they did. But this president is showing how much he loves us, loves the country, loves our vets. Would rather give money, divert money, push money towards the refugees and the illegals than our veterans. Now, veterans cannot make appointments. The cost for treatment is outrageous. Over 307,000 veterans died waiting for care. And that's not in the whole time the VA's been around. The cost of treatment is outrageous. I want to write it down. 307,000 veterans died waiting for care. And nobody's been held accountable. Nobody. Nobody has been fired yet still. Now, I know there was a law recently passed that said, okay, made it easier for them to fire. But come on, raise your hand. Who do you really think? Who really believes that somebody's going to get fired over this, right? The VA went to Congress less than, I think it was at the beginning of the year. At the end of last year. Okay? They were short $2.6 billion in funds in order to care for veterans. Now, they go to the government every year, right, for money. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, we lay out budgets. Everybody lays out budgets for their shows and for other things they're doing, right? And what happens? Anybody? If you come up short, you eat less. It ain't that hard. Right? You just don't eat. You don't eat as much. You cut back on whatever. You have to turn the air conditioner on a couple extra days a week off, a couple extra days a week. That's how it works. But nobody's been held accountable for this. Now, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs told Congress that if they didn't receive the $2.6 billion, they would have to deny veterans the care they deserve. Well, they're not giving the care now. What's the difference? I don't mean that to make light of or fun of the veterans, but they aren't. They aren't providing the services, so giving them $2.6 billion, I'd say this. You can have the $2.6 billion, but I want you to thin out these departments or fire people in these departments that have not done what they're supposed to do. Right? The VA is, again, they've been known, and they continue today, even after all the aggravation. They continue today with delayed appointments. We have a friend of ours, we'll give the name or even specifics, but they've been fighting for a long time for the need that what one of the vets in the family needed. And they were getting yanked all around the place by the VA. Things that they could have provided this person, but they made it harder than it had to be. And these guys are more jacked up about the budget. They're more jacked up about building a new hospital. If these guys would actually sit down and work things out and figure things out so our vets wouldn't have to drive 3, 4, 5, 6 hours to get somewhere, they probably could get better health care closer to their homes. It would cost less money overall. After discuss the possibilities of closing some of the VA hospitals, Congress passed an emergency spending bill, I think this was back in June, or close to June, of $3.5 billion. Now, the White House said at the time that they were committed to spending about $4.5 billion in order to help rebuild Syria, while also addressing the refugee camps scattered throughout Europe. About a little over $400 million was going to be designated for humanitarian aid to help the Syrian refugees. The money is coming from the United States Agency for International Development, which means Congress doesn't have to approve it. Another one of those places where the president can squeeze out some money. This is why I said to you, Congress has not done their job. Other than the fact that I fear for what this country would end up being without them being in there, without them having the presidency, I wouldn't give them any more power, the Republicans. Sure as heck wouldn't give it to the Dems, but I'm finding it harder and harder and harder to make a case for the Republicans. And again, we're sending billions of dollars to help other countries, and we can't help our own vets? Are you serious? Now, this is the stuff I want to look at my Democrat friends and say to them, you keep blaming the Republicans for everything. Your guy can fix this. Your guy can make this work quickly. This doesn't have to be a big deal. But they don't want to do it, and they don't want to respond to it. I love this stuff. I love making them nuts. I like that. All right, let's see. I have some stories I want to tell you guys tonight. That, what is this? Somebody sent me this earlier today. Oh, this one here. Love this. You remember way back when with the Columbine tragedy? You know, because we forget this stuff pretty quick. And this is proof positive. It doesn't matter what you tell Congress. We've lost a representative government. Would you agree with me? We've just lost the representative government. So at one of the hearings for the, and I don't know if any of you ever saw this, but at one of the hearings, Daryl Scott, the father of Rachel Scott, a victim of the Columbine High School shooting, was invited to address the House Judiciary Committee. Now, what he said probably made some of these guys pass out. Seriously. You know, it wasn't received well either. Nobody wanted to hear what he had to say, but the funny thing about it is, we always, when it comes to us talking about God, talking about how we've lost God in this country, everything else they give us to fill that with doesn't work. It never works. And then we say, why don't we get back to where we were? And I go, no, that's not going to work. Well, it was working. You got us away from it. Now it's not working. You're telling us it's not going to work, and you're giving us stuff that actually doesn't work. And some feel that God made a way for this guy to be there to be able to talk about this. And I'm going to run out of time. I know it. But, you know, portion of the transcript, I guess I'll post it up and read it for you later. But he goes down a list of things that have happened. And even if it's the... I hate the clock. Even our founding fathers knew. They knew that man would screw this thing up. That left up to mankind, left up to men, they would screw this thing up big time. That's why they laid out the Constitution the way they did. That's why they laid it out that the Creator gave us our rights, not the government. They did that on purpose because they knew we would screw it up. Ugh. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I know some of you are watching the fight. The fight of the century between Hillary and Trump, although I don't know it's much of a fight with some of the stuff I see coming past me. Andrea Nelson is going to join me at the top of the hour. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.